Hi, my name is Suzanne and I'm your host for Crosstalk, Heroes Above the Noise, the EMC Society podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community. In this special issue, we will learn about the upcoming EMC symposium this August. I know it's still some time until summer, but we all know time flies these days. And for that, we invited Vignesh Rajamani. He's general chair for the IEEE EMC SIPI 24 symposium in Phoenix, Arizona. Vignesh, thanks for taking the time and chatting with us about this wonderful event.
My pleasure, Suzanne. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to share some general news around the symposium as well.
For many people worldwide, the EMC SIPI is a set date. And many come and get updates on technical news, updates on standard developments, and meeting with peers. What can we expect from the 2024 IEEE EMC SIPI Symposium?
Just like what we did in 2023, there's going to be a lot of interaction that is going on during our 24 symposium as well. As you know, we started our in-person symposium after the COVID pandemic. In 2022, we were in Spokane in 22. In 23, we moved to Grand Rapids. 22 was a grand success. Grand Rapids was even better than that. And what we are hoping to provide to our technical audience is an even better symposium in Phoenix in 2024. So just in terms of hot topics, if you actually look into the kind of things that we're going to be talking about at the symposium, there's a special topic area which is focused on transportation and electrification, EMI, EMC issues with respect to that. There's a lot of buzz around autonomous vehicles and the EMC issues associated with that. So, you know, we're going to be covering a little bit of that. There's also EMC when it comes to semiconductor and chip, given that we are in Phoenix, where there's a bigger presence of Intel, and also TSMC is opening up one of their largest facility in Phoenix. So we're going to focus a little bit on that as well. And continuing on our AI and ML contributions to the EMI EMC symposium, we are talking about EMC and SIPI problems as it comes down to AI and ML. So we started that special topic last year. There's a special committee that was formed around the topic. We had some fantastic engagement in Grand Rapids, and we're going to continue that trend for 2024 as well.
Okay. Another question in regards to standards developments. Can attendees participate in that? And if so, how?
Absolutely. So standards, as you know, that is one of our pillars of our symposium. We have a lot of technical talks, a lot of working group meetings, standard committee meetings, SDE and SACCOM meetings that are happening during the symposium. So as an attendee, what you can look through, when you look through the advanced program, you will see an S symbol or a brand S that you will find across the advanced program. And what that tells you is that presentation or that meeting or any event that is associated with standards will have that branding. So if you're interested in the standards community, if you're interested in standards education, those are the presentations and those are the meetings that you wanted to follow. And when it comes to meetings, all these meetings are open meetings. So you should be able to walk in into any of those meetings and have good interactions with the individuals that are working on that particular standard. So as a symposium chair, I would highly encourage you to look through the advanced program, which is going to be released hopefully by end of May. And you will start seeing a lot of these standards involvement at our symposium as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Vignesh, can you tell us a little about the convention center and the symposium location? So what has Phoenix to offer to participants?
Absolutely. Yeah, so if you actually went on to our symposium website, it's emc2024.org. We have compiled a simple video that actually showcases what is going to be covered on the symposium, but also what the city of Phoenix has to offer. The convention center is pretty close to the downtown area. There's a lot of bars and restaurants that is around that area. There's a lot of museums in Phoenix. We are arranging some companion tours. We are arranging some visits to some of these places through the symposium as well. So you will see that on the registration. Generally speaking, it's a very vibrant city. It is one of the largest growing city in the U.S. Very easy to get in and out of. American Airlines has a hub in the Phoenix Airport. So it's very easy to get in and out of. And overall, I think the exhibitors and the attendees will have a fantastic experience at Phoenix. Phoenix also has a lot to offer in terms of microbrewery scene. So that's something that's a very, upcoming trend all over the U.S. And it's all, Phoenix is no different. So a lot of entertainment, a lot of good things that are around the Phoenix convention area. And I hope all the attendees and the exhibitors will have a fantastic time in Phoenix.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you. Would you like to mention other things to the audience in regards to the IEEE EMCCP 2024?
Sure. Yeah, I can give you a little bit of stats on the number of presentations, number of papers that we have received. Again, if you remember our Grand Rapids Symposium, we had a record number of submissions across all areas. And Phoenix is kind of continuing that trend as we speak. So as of now, we have 124 regular papers, 18 special session papers, 44 abstract review papers with a total of 186 submissions when it comes to technical presentations. In terms of poster papers, we have 54 across reviewed and abstract review papers. Also, in terms of demonstrations, we have about 20 or so demonstrations that have come in so far. And we have about 174 total presentations across workshops and tutorials. If you follow the trend of the EMCCP symposium, the workshops and tutorials are very well received by our audience. There's a lot of technical content that is actually being delivered through our workshops and tutorials as well. And, in Phoenix, we're going to have, again, a program that is very diverse, a program that would essentially cater to EMC engineers with any and every kind of interest that there is. And so we're really looking forward to the symposium and just looking at the number of submissions we have gotten through our submission portal, we are very encouraged to see the diversity in the submissions that we have received.
Mm-hmm, great. So I think there's almost nothing else to say else than mark your calendars August 5th through 9th. And Vignesh, it's been really a pleasure having you here introducing the 2024 IEEE EMCCP Symposium and looking forward to seeing you in Phoenix.
Absolutely, Suzanne. Thank you again for the wonderful work that you do with the podcast. Again, if there are questions or concerns, if there are things that the audience would like to see at the symposium, please reach out to me. It should be very easy. It's vignesh@IEEE.org. That's the email that you wanted to use. And there's also a symposium info email. So any gender questions that you have about the symposium, please reach out to us and either myself or one of the members from my technical committee or for that the marketing people will try and get back to you as soon as possible. On another note, the registration should be open as early as next week. So keep an eye out for that early bird registration. You don't want to miss out on the discounts. We're also planning a lot of interesting exhibition program and welcome reception and also the gala. So don't miss out on any of that. Look out for the registration. I'm looking forward to having you guys here at Phoenix.
Thanks a lot, Vignesh. And if you wish to learn more about EMC and get the latest input from science and the industry, sign up for Questark. Here is Above the Noise.